Greetings. Pope Francis' trip to Africa rescheduled for February 2023. Piers Potter, CNT Life London. Vatican City, Pope Francis has rescheduled his delayed trip to Congo and South Sudan for January 31-February 5, cutting out a stop in Congo's conflict-ravaged east but fulfilling a years-long wish to accompany other Christian leaders to the young nation of South Sudan. The Vatican on Thursday published the itinerary of the trip, which had originally been scheduled for last July but was postponed because the Pope was undergoing therapy for his strained knee ligaments. The 85-year-old Francis is still using a wheelchair, but has made other foreign trips in the meantime, suggesting that he can go through with even challenging itineraries. The new itinerary roughly matches the original, with one significant exception. Initially, the Pope had planned to celebrate Mass in the eastern Congolese city of Goma en route to South Sudan. Now, Francis will meet in the Congolese capital, Kinshasa, with a delegation of faithful and victims from Goma. Tens of thousands of Congolese have been displaced, with many heading toward Goma, amid renewed clashes between government soldiers and M23 rebels in Congo's mineral-rich east. A ceasefire to end the latest round of fighting was supposed to go into effect last week. After the Congo leg of the trip January 31-February 2, Pope Francis will be joined by the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, and the moderator of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland, the Right Reverend Ian Greenshields, for a first-ever ecumenical peace trip by the leaders of the three Christian churches to Juba, South Sudan, from February 3 to 5. There, the three will celebrate an ecumenical prayer service together and meet with displaced South Sudanese. The visit seeks to boost a 2018 agreement aimed at ending civil war. The Pope's trip has been in the works for years, but was repeatedly postponed because of the security situation on the ground, and then in July because of his health. The coming of Francis will raise our resilience as the people of South Sudan, Juba resident Sarah Garang, 30. The country's Minister of Presidential Affairs, Barnabas Mariel Benjamin, said the visit was a crucial piece of good news as South Sudan seeks international support while trying to consolidate peace and coping with humanitarian and climate change-related challenges. "This is great news for the government and the people of South Sudan," Benjamin said. Archbishop Dr. Justin Baddie, head of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan, asked for prayers for the visit, while Welby and Greenshields both welcomed word that the trip would go ahead. Pope Francis also has a July 24-30 visit to Canada planned. The Vatican statement said nothing about that trip, and spokesman Matteo Bruni would only say that the Pope's other commitments were confirmed. The Pope has told friends he doesn't want to undergo knee surgery, reportedly because of his reaction to anesthesia when he had 33 centimeters, 13 inches, of his large intestine removed in July 2021. THSNKU for tuning in. Piers Potter, CNT Life London. Please share and subscribe.